Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. And hey, happy 4th of July coming up. Wow, did that come up fast?
Hard to believe it's July already. I guess it's been a little cool, but now the warmth is upon us and there were a lot of warnings about the 4th of July.
Yeah, we want to be careful, folks. A couple of things. If you're going to set off fireworks, even though we've had a wet spring and it's been cooler and damper than we expected, please take a fire extinguisher. Be responsible, and be responsible for your animals. They get scared. I can't tell you the number of times we hear that dogs jumped the fence or ran away, or cats. Please keep your animals inside and keep them safe. And in the hot weather, make sure you're keeping them cool.
Yeah, make sure that they have a lot of water.
You know,
they need to hydrate just like we do. Actually, probably a little more with all of that fur, although now it's starting to fall out at our house. So we know.
and don't lock them in hot cars.
Yes.
Cars heat up so quickly. Just be aware and be responsible.
Well, also, our good friend Danielle Givens, who channels Mother Mary, is back in business, right?
Yes, she is. Mother Mary's live streams have returned or are returning this coming Monday. And you can go to belovedpublications.com to read about it and also click on it. Is free for her as she channels Mother.
And she's also, if you go to belovedpublications.com, she is doing, starting July 5th, you can sign up for private appointments with Monday. So Tuesday, July 5th, starting at 9 a.m., you can sign up through that website, belovedpublications.com, for private appointments with Mother.
Don't want to miss out on that. She is a powerful healer and teacher. We've learned so much and enjoy her so very, very much.
Well, also, I want to remind you that during these, especially during these hot summer days, which we know are coming, this is a great time for Power pH to help you stay hydrated. To keep that alkaline balance, it's so important when you start sweating. So if you go to powersofph.com, you can get 20% off Power pH by putting summer in lower case. Put summer in the coupon at checkout and you'll get 20% off. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, can the experience of betrayal in our lives eventually lead to healing? Well, today's guest, Dr. Beth Hedva, thinks so, and she's the author of Betrayal, Trust, and Forgiveness, a guide to emotional healing and self-renewal. So you'll want to pay attention to the tools she has to offer. And when you think about it, who hasn't betrayed in one form or another? And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. You guessed it, that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Dr. Beth Hedva. Now, she's the author of Journey from Betrayal to Trust and the award-winning Betrayal, Trust, and Forgiveness, which is a book that's been updated. And we want to talk about it today, but Beth made her reputation blending ancient and indigenous cross-cultural healing practices and spiritual traditions with modern psychological best practices to promote an integrative approach to both personal and community health and wellness. The update in this book we thought was particularly important in these times we've all been experiencing, because who hasn't been betrayed on one level or another? So, Beth, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much, Rob and Brenda, and it's just wonderful to be here to discuss this topic, especially right now with so much going on throughout our world. But needless to say, I think we're starting fire season now in the Northwest, and that's another layer of betrayal that we never anticipated.
Right.
Yeah. With all the moss we have, you know, or used to have.
Yes, it's very common. Well, I think our listeners would really enjoy knowing, Beth, what happened to you in your life that piqued your interest in this body of work?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Certainly myself have experienced, I would say, every betrayal in the book. And I would say that, of course, piqued my interest. But what motivated me to write about it was, as I began working with the experience of betrayal, and for me, it started with becoming aware of betrayal as an archetype from taking a weekend workshop on the shadow. And I realized, as I was looking at all of my harsh judgments and criticisms about other people, underneath them was this experience of betrayal, which, as I began doing inner work, took me all the way back to a very early childhood experience, which doesn't even seem like a big betrayal. My mother dressed me in a pink party dress when all of the other kids were in play clothes. And I knew I didn't want to wear that dress. And so when I got to the party and was teased by all of the other children, it occurred to me only in adulthood, oh my gosh, I felt betrayed, which is like really silly, but nonetheless true. And what I realized as I began working with this is that the stories of my clients, all of the news broadcasts, all of the experiences that were happening in the economics, in our society, in social justice and injustice, and even with our planet, we were approaching them from a perspective of our own injury and reacting and creating more injuries for others. And so I started researching the archetype of betrayal as a force for personal and collective transformation.
Yeah.
In the work that we've done in helping people to release energetic blocks, et cetera, we're talking about how we all live a pattern life. We are living a life that isn't our reality, but it's the reality of everyone else. So that story that you told about the pink dress, we are essentially betraying ourselves past that point when we relive the patterns, aren't we?
Absolutely. And the primary piece that I discovered as I was researching this topic is that different betrayal wounds, first of all, they're all universal. And the wounds themselves, no matter if it's something like a pink party dress or horrible abuse and sexual violation when we're a child, that taps into the archetype of having been, in those cases, perhaps betrayed by our caregivers, our mother or father, who we expected would know what we need. That's the mother wound. And or the father who would protect us or know how to direct us in life so we would be safe. And those universal issues will show up no matter what the wound is, requiring us to discover, in the first case, betrayal of the mother, an inner source within us that knows what we need. For example, we all know what is loving and what isn't loving, even as children. And we know when somebody is not offering us that quality of love. But often, of course, when we're young, there's nothing we can do about that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know? Well, you can try to run away, but that hasn't worked very well.
No, exactly. So, well, you know, that's the challenge for us, is how to take these experiences and discover, you know, what did the creator have in mind giving me this one? You know, how can I grow from this one?
Yes, except that one of the things here that's really glaring, Beth, is that requires us to take personal responsibility for our things that are sitting at a, if you will, subconscious level that get triggered, if you will, instead of pointing the finger and blaming people or mother or father or blaming a current situation for that. And I think this is why this book is so important, is because we need to stop that behavior. That is not ever going to solve the problem.
Yeah, what we've been saying, Beth, to people for years now is, you know, to take a look at the concept of everything is for us. Mm-hmm. And what I really got from your book was, you know, this opened up a whole other area that we weren't, most of us are not really aware of, because the betrayal is initiating certain behaviors within us that we can see from the outside, alienation, that kind of thing.
And Beth, I'm curious, with your teaching and your clients, are they understanding that it's, you know, this betrayal is universal and a lot of it is self-betrayal? Because most people think of betrayal as a friend telling a secret that you asked her to keep quiet, or a husband or wife cheating on one another. That's what they think about betrayal.
Right. Well, actually, there are two things that each of you are pointing out. Rob, you used the word about how this is initiating something for us, mm-hmm. in our own growth. And I actually like that term, because it's about an initiatory process, which is how the ancient and indigenous cultures look at challenges like these, where, whether it's through a deceit or a lie or an unmet expectation, or a belief of entitlement where we thought we had an agreement and the agreement isn't kept, all of those experiences initiate a quality of feeling separated from the person or the experience of a comfortable, predictable life that we thought we had. Mm-hmm. So that's when you're talking, Brenda, about, you know, a friend betraying a secret, or a husband or wife having an affair and not talking to us about it beforehand, for example,
right.
Like saying, hey, I'm thinking about having an affair. Let's look at what's going on in our relationship.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
What a concept, right?
Yeah. What a concept. Right. But that's that blame game where we feel that somebody else is responsible for making us feel like crap or feel
right.
betrayed. And that's why I brought up that personal responsibility, that's where we need to, I don't know if it's educate people or help them understand that this isn't about anyone else per se, but it's about what we're holding inside.
Right. So when I look at the experience of betrayal, it has very specific emotional and mental ordeals that we go through. And the experience of self-betrayal is one of the most painful. Mm. So, you know, in an initiatory rite of passage, there are five stages of growth. The first one is that experience of separation, isolation, and alienation that I think you mentioned, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is that experience of all these kinds of ordeals. The first one is that righteous resentment where I don't deserve to be treated this way. And so, of course, you know, in my client practice, it's not uncommon that somebody comes in at that first phase and stage of injury. What happens at that stage is, if we don't find a way to communicate in a successful and skillful way to the person who we feel betrayed by, and sometimes it's not possible to do that for any number of reasons, we then cycle into the next emotional ordeal, which is resignation, that bitter resignation where we end up feeling like there's nothing we can do about this.
Well, hold that thought right there, Beth, because we are going to take a quick break. We're here with Beth Hedva. The book is Betrayal, Trust, and Forgiveness. We'll be right back.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and I think it's been a while since I reminded you, since now so many of you are back in your cars, and it's hard to write things down. You know, you're not sitting at home at your desk anymore. It's the offices have reopened, and you're out there. But here's the thing. If you forget something or you hear something you want to review, all you have to do is go to ConsciousTalk.net. Every guest will have a guest page, and on that page, you'll be able to get to their websites. You'll catch up with a short bio, and all pages will have a play button for the shows they've been on. So you can review it, and it's all free. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here today with Dr. Beth Hedva, talking about her book, Betrayal, Trust, and Forgiveness. Her website is Hedva, H-E-D-V as in victory, A.com. That's Hedva.com. So, Beth, you were talking about, I think you called them the five...
Different ordeals.
Yeah.
Right.
The ordeals and tests that we go through when we feel betrayed.
Right. And can you just kind of review which one you were on?
Absolutely. So we We're talking about the righteous resentment is first, and then bitter resignation when we realize that we're not able to get satisfaction from our betrayer. And so we then begin to spiral down into what I call the third betrayal ordeal, which is we take that negative trait that's part of our disappointment, hurt, and relationship to our betrayer, and we generalize it to all others that we think are just like our betrayer. Mm-hmm. And this actually, you know, is the cornerstone of prejudice, bigotry, implicit biases, where we're actually anticipating and expecting others to treat us the same way we were treated. It's really a symptom of our own injury and hurt. And if we don't resolve it there, we then spiral into what you were talking about, Brenda, the self-betrayal, where we no longer believe in our own ideals, our dreams, our visions of what's possible. And then, of course, we no longer can trust anyone outside of us and not even ourselves.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's the really painful one. And so instead of trust, we then move into control and manipulation, trying to get what we need by manipulating others or trying to gain contracts and agreements. And then, of course, if you don't keep your agreement, well, it just proves that we couldn't trust you to begin with.
Yeah. And what seems to result in all of that from my experience and even my personal experience, Beth, years and years and years ago, is bitterness.
Yes.
When you reach that point, hopelessness and bitterness kind of set in. Does that follow?
Yes, and that's what I was speaking of with that resignation. It's a bitter resignation where we really have sunk into the experience of it's useless, it's futile, why bother?
Yes.
Yeah. And don't you think that's really apropos of the current conditions that we find ourselves in at the macro level, you know, the national politics, et cetera, that people – as a group have been really evidencing your work.
It
really seems to be following that, especially the stereotype, the generalizing and stereotyping.
Yeah, the apathy is huge.
Yes, and it absolutely, it's not just the apathy, but it's even this kind of numbness, like a disbelief that it's even possible to get what we need anymore. And what's so interesting is these ordeals in an initiatory rite of passage are actually brought in to confront us with our fears and to require us to find a way to overcome false identities and false beliefs and find a way through those feelings. And if we don't, we move into the next stage, which is a symbolic death, that experience of a deepening of existential crisis. And this is really where I see our cultures and society, and frankly, our world is, because when we start dealing with the mass betrayals, the symbolic death is not always symbolic.
Yeah.
It can actually, you know, like the betrayal of our planet, let's face it, our planet is really struggling with what we're doing to it because we're trying to control and manipulate.
Yeah.
So it leads.
Yeah, we are definitely killing ourselves that way. Or, you know, George Carlin, of course, used to say that the planet would be fine. We're not in such good shape.
Yeah, it well, seems to.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go
Beth.
Ahead, Brenda. No, that's fine. I was just agreeing.
I was just going to say it appears that we are the cancer upon the planet right now. We are the dis-ease. Creating the disease that's happening on the planet without being able to embrace that, not from a position of guilt or shame, but from a position of awareness.
Yeah, this is where, you know, as we say, everything that's old is new again. In reading your book, this is where your indigenous studies have to come in, because they accepted that the indigenous cultures accepted this as the rite of passage, that these difficulties would teach them something, whereas we just look at them as difficulties.
Well, that's exactly right. Actually, the structure of symbolic death in an initiatory rite of passage is a teaching for us to recognize and accept all of the different feelings that we really have a hard time with. Mm-hmm. For many people, it's anger that they aren't allowing themselves to experience and find a way through. For some, it's grief. But ultimately, the mourning and the loss of whatever it is we were desiring moves us all the way through to a place of ultimately accepting the existential realities that we're not in control of the universe. We're not in control of things that are larger than us. Mm-hmm. And that vulnerability awakens us to the human condition and opens the heart to compassion, which is the universal lesson that I would say we're learning en masse right now.
Yeah.
And that takes us into the next level, which is a genuine awakening of our insight and awareness of the human condition, of opening to inner guidance, of what is this really about for me personally and for our world, and how can we move through it? That's a really important question that can lead us to the final stage, which is renewal and rebirth. So you brought this up, Rod. Are we just, you know, or maybe it was you, Brenda, we're just a, you know, like a parasite on the earth.
Yes.
And, you know, and I talk about that actually in chapter 8, Betrayal of the Planet, Gateway to a New World. Each chapter talks about the archetype is awakening something in us. And what we recognize as we move through this one, just as you said, Rob, the world will keep going on whether we're with it or not with it, actually. There are life forms that don't even need oxygen to live, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once we recognize that we're not the top of the pyramid, but actually in a circle as a part of all of life, then we start recognizing our relationship to life, to ourselves, to each other, and to those aspects that are even beyond what we're aware of, that we have a connection to something much larger than us. That's so very important.
It's absolutely so important, Beth, to really understand and embrace that life, all of it, every bit of it is precious. And, you know, it wasn't until a few years back that I had that awareness happen to me. I knew it intellectually, but to hold it in my heart, to have it there, was really a game changer for me.
Yeah.
And I feel this work that you're offering can get us there,
get us into
that heart center.
Absolutely. We have the capacity to not only dive deep and find our way through the grief and the pain and loss, but to actually be moved by that, to awaken a deeper inner guidance and awareness of our relationship to the deeper purpose for what it is we're going through. I often say that, you know, in life is our teacher, our initiator. Mm-hmm. And first we get the test, and then we get the teaching.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and why did you choose to come to this planet? Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, you know, once again, you know, as we keep connecting dots for our listeners over the years, that the idea that everything is for you, you know, keeps coming from so many directions. And, you know, building that awareness, you don't have a connection to something larger or a higher power or whatever until you first have an awareness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the steps you're talking about, you know, these are, you know, beautiful and difficult ways of building that awareness.
Mm-hmm. So when we come back from this break, Beth, I'd like to just spend a few minutes about how you deal with all those feelings that come up around all of this, because we are emotional beings and we do have feelings about all of it. And for a lot, I know our clients, navigating the feelings is really a challenge for them. So folks, we're here talking about betrayal, trust, and forgiveness with Dr. Beth Hedva. Her website is hedva.com. This is Conscious Talk, and we'll be right back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order The Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better? It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. We are so delighted that you're joining us here today on this very, very important interview with Dr. Beth Hedva, the book Betrayal, Trust, and Forgiveness. And I want to let you know that this book is just filled with wisdom and things that you can practice. It is a practice book. There is a beautiful meditation on forgiveness, and we'll get into some of that later. But first, Beth, I wanted to ask you about feelings. You know, we see clients as well as do this show, and a lot of our clients are incredibly challenged by the awareness of what is unfolding on the planet when it comes to Mother Earth, when it comes to the animals, when it comes to people, it doesn't matter. And they have very deep and profound feelings about it and are in great overwhelm. How do you address that?
Well, there are a few things that we need to remember. Emotions and emotional experiences are actually intuitive signals. We don't know about that in the West, but if we look at some of the ancient Egyptian teachings, they talk about us having 12 senses, not just five. Mm-hmm. And emotions and transmission of emotional energy is one of our intuitive senses. So with our emotions, it's important to explore the energy in the emotion, just like with our thoughts, which are actually another signal, to explore the energy in our thoughts or the energy in our sensations, and to let that energy blossom and bloom into a deeper awareness of who it is in this case that feels that way. What is it that they need that they never received? And then to follow the energy all the way to the archetypal realm of who or what can fulfill that. So on a personal level, we can begin to receive what it is we have longed for so long.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I always like to point out is that when you're talking about emotions, and in this case, also people who feel that they've been betrayed by their body, they're often disconnected from their emotions, or they're not getting that energetic link that every physiological response has an emotion so or an energy to it. And so that's why this is so important. That's why this is when we talk to people about doing the work. You know, this is a pathway.
Well, actually, in chapter 5, Betrayal of the Body, Gateway to Surrender, our bodies really take us to a place where we recognize that there's something larger than us and our personal will. You know, unless you're a really high-level master yogi, it's very challenging for us to really understand the workings of the energy in the body and how to bring about that level of mastery in relationship to our health and well-being. So the challenge is to understand what is it that our body is teaching us, and can we surrender to and receive the teaching and the wisdom of the challenges we face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is a feedback loop.
Yes,
you know, exactly. We are living in a biofeedback mechanism.
That's and right. It's how Rob and I healed. Both didn't know each other at the time individually from dire diagnosis and prognosis around cancer. For Rob, 50-some years ago, for me, 30-some years ago, without going, with choosing a different path than the conventional therapies that are offered. It was really delving into the body and what it was really teaching both of us, what it was asking for. And that's really, Beth, what saved our lives. And it's really what got us on this path that we've been on the last 30, 40 years of our life, even before we put the show on. And so that's an interesting perspective about being with instead of fighting against, being with instead of fighting against. And so when we come back from this break, I'd like you to comment on that, because for me, it was about making peace with my body, which meant making peace also with the cancer in order to learn from it. And I would love to get your perspective on that. You're listening to Conscious Talk, folks. This is radio that makes a difference, and it's because of people like Dr. Beth Hedva that we are able to make that difference. And the book is Betrayal, Trust, and Forgiveness. It's Hedva, HEDVA.com. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Conscious Talk. The real meal deal. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. And drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, welcome back. But if you just joined us, we've been having a great conversation with Dr. Beth Hedva. We've been talking about her book and her updated version of this classic book, Betrayal, Trust, and Forgiveness. It's a guide to emotional healing and self-renewal. And I think, as Brenda mentioned, it literally is a guide. Mm-hmm. You can follow the footsteps through this one and come out on the other side with a whole different awareness about betrayal.
So, Beth, before we went to this last break, I mentioned our experience, Rob and I, with cancer and our approach to it. And I said that what we finally did was surrender, basically, to what the body was expressing, which was cancer, but what was really beneath that. We went deeper than just the physical, and we feel that's what saved our lives. And I would love to have you comment on that.
Right. So what you're describing, Brenda, in relationship to the physical body is the same process in every experience of betrayal, which is how do we discover for ourselves what the opportunity for growth and the deeper teaching is, the spiritual teaching, if you will. Mm-hmm. I know for me, what opened, I was giving a class on, at that time, it was the journey from betrayal to trust. And the first time I was lecturing on it, somebody rose their hand and said, what about betrayal of the body? And just so happened, 3 months before that, I had come down with shingles.
Oh, my.
In my throat, mind you. So it was misdiagnosed.
Oh, my.
Yes. And so I learned all about surrender and how, for me, the pain that was in my head, because it infected my facial nerve, all the way up, it was like a vice in my head. And it was only by becoming very, very still that I was able to then find, what is this about for me? And it was about, for me, because I'm a very dynamic person, accepting my vulnerability and allowing my vulnerability to teach me how to take steps forward. And, you know, I just feel like it's also important to just mention about relationship wounds, because that's, as you said at the very beginning, what most of us think of. And so when we're looking at an infidelity, whether it's somebody cheating or whether it is a lie or somebody's expectations not being met, in the early phases of our growth and development, it's because we have projected out onto that person the quality of this is someone who can take care of me, this is someone who will protect me. Those are our mother-father unhealed relationship wounds. But as we heal those in ourselves, we then transform into a greater archetype, which is the union with our true self, the one in us who knows what we need, and the one of in us who guides us and directs us and champions us in life. And then the betrayals, if they show up, I think of them as the triangle of the guardian, the guide, and the beloved. And we're always in quest of that relationship with the beloved. And so the betrayals on the outside guide us back to the beloved within our own being, who is with us always, who we can trust always, and who loves us always. That's the biggest challenge for us, to really allow that depth of love into our lives, and then to become an embodiment of it and express it to others.
Yeah. And you know, working through your book, I believe, will really assist people in that journey to self-love. Because yes. When we look at our behaviors, Beth, and what we project out there, you can see there's a lot of self-betrayal, but there is a lot of self-hatred going on. And it's one of the things I discovered going through my ordeal with cancer, was a level of self-hatred that was shocking to me, that I was holding at a very, very deep, deep level, undiscovered until then, by exploring everything that you're talking about and surrendering into that to discover what was really the impetus for that and what was calling to be healed around it.
Exactly. That's what betrayal offers us, is that level of awakening to the deeper truth of who and what we are, and even more importantly, what we're here for. In my experience, when we have gone through our own journey, we can't help but want to help others so that they don't have to suffer the way we've suffered.
Yeah.
And
yes.
We then step forward to reach out, just like the two of you have done in creating this radio show from your own experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's been one of the most fulfilling things that we've done, that along with our counseling that we do, incredibly fulfilling to be of that level of assistance. And we also work with animals, which is also very fulfilling, to be able to help someone or an animal shift, and usually with an animal, it's some type of physical thing that's going on, is incredible.
Yeah, they don't have the belief structures that get in the way.
They're easy.
But I think one other thing is that at some point you come to the realization that as long as you're on this planet, there is room for this kind of movement.
Yes, and that deeper sense of purpose. What are we really here for? And how do we fulfill the dreams of our soul and bring them into life from our own feeling whole and capable and ready to participate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to say one of the things that sort of we say to each other when things get difficult, because of the difficulties we've been through, having gone through a process like this, not as specific as this, but our own, is that what are they going to do? Kill us? You know,
exactly.
That's hard. That's what we look at each other and say that.
Yeah, what's Yeah. It's when you start to go to that edge of complete despair, it's sort of a wake-up call in like, wait a minute, this is not a life and death. And it can be. That's when you really need to go deep, when it is life and death. But this book really, folks, is such a beautiful, I think I want to call it a roadmap, Beth. Would that be apropos?
Absolutely. And in fact, I have a map in the front of the book, so you can find
yes.
out
that
where
is
you
a
are.
Roadmap. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a roadmap to wholeness.
Yeah.
And that's really who we are at the core of our being at a soul level. It, to me, this is a way to receive, if you will, or reach freedom of the soul.
Yeah. I think a lot of people in the spiritual community have over the years embraced the idea of a shadow side, but they did not, you know, haven't followed a path, haven't taken advantage of the help that you get from that shadow side. And I think that's the whole, you know, for me, that's the whole reason for this book and this work.
And if I can say one more thing, it's also in the fulfillment. It's not just about our own work. In the indigenous cultures and ancient rites, it's about returning to the community mm-hmm. and demonstrating the learning that we have gained during the initiatory process, which brings us back to life and renews the community with great healing and new life as well. And we need that more than anything right now.
Yes. That's the greater service that I feel we're all here to perform, if you will. I had one of my main teachers tell me the other day, she said, "Beloved, if you are playing with your pets, you're in great service to them and to yourself. It's giving you a break. It's bringing a different energy in. They're involved in it and loving it. That's service. If you're gardening and you're planting your flowers and you're making it beautiful, that's service. You know, we think of service a lot of times, Beth, is you have to have clients and do all of that. But the real service is truly just living a life of this higher awareness and the highest good for all. And I really feel that your book really exemplifies that. Again, folks, it's Betrayal, Trust, and Forgiveness, A Guide to Emotional Healing and Self-Renewal by Dr. Beth Hedva. Her website is Hedva, H-E-D, V as in victory, A.com. And this is a book we will keep. We keep a few books, Beth, that we call them our Bibles, and this is one that we will definitely keep, and we highly recommend it to all of our listeners. So we want to thank you from our heart to yours, Dr. Hedva, for being a guest and for doing the work you're doing in the world. It is so needed and so beautiful. So thank you. And folks, thank you for listening and being a part of our Conscious Talk group. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.